If there's a theme to my podcasts, it's that, in grammar, people too often try to peddle good advice as ironclad law. For example, it's often true that a sentence ended with a preposition is a bad way to go. But that doesn't mean there's a grammar rule against ever ending a sentence with a preposition. It's often a bad idea to use the word literally as an intensifier, as in, the city was brought literally to its knees. But that doesn't mean that the rules forbid it. The words anxious and eager work pretty much the same way. People will tell you that anxious means one thing, and eager means something else, and if you're using them with any overlapping meanings at all, you're using them wrong. The word anxious should be used only when anxiety is involved. It should not be used as a synonym for eager, writes Thomas Elliott Barry in the 1961 book, The Most Common Mistakes in English Usage. This was a popular sentiment in the 60s, and it's still echoed in a lot of places today. Anxious. Avoid it as a synonym for eager, advises the Chicago Manual of Style. The standard sense is worried or distressed. Of course, people use it the other way all the time. We're really anxious to get started on our vacation. I'm anxious to see Paul. That's exactly the use so many sticklers say is a no-no. But those sticklers are overstepping their bounds. Anxious, one, having or showing anxiety, uneasy in mind, apprehensive, worried. 2. Causing or full of anxiety, an anxious hour. 3. Eagerly wishing, anxious to do well. That's from Webster's New World College Dictionary. Other dictionaries agree, including one that predates that 1961 book I cited a second ago. That is, my Oxford Universal Dictionary I have that was printed in the 1930s. So people who say that you can't use anxious as a synonym for eager are out of line. But the people who say you shouldn't, well, they may have a point. Professional quality writing usually opts for the most precise, most specific word available. And because anxious does have a negative anxiety-ridden connotation, it's probably not the best word for the job of conveying happy anticipation. Personally, I don't use anxious anytime eager could do the job. But that doesn't mean you can't.